This segment about dealing with heartbreak in relationships is from our Phoenix Gathering, held on May 13th.
Amen. So breakthrough day. Are you ready? Listen, this is a supernatural day. This is going to be such a fun day, and God is going to do great things. Well, we're going to be ministering this morning, and we're going to begin talking about being shipwrecked in faith. And before I do this, we're going to be discussing inner vows. We're going to break things. We're going to have times of impartation. You're going to meet lots of new people. And I want to tell you, we've had clinical psychologists fly in from all over the world. They got breakthrough. In fact, in our first breakthrough, one clinical psychologist was with us, didn't want to pray with the people she brought from her counseling. You know, so she just randomly went and prayed, said, found somebody to pray with. And she was a clinical psychologist too. And they both brought healing to each other. So that was a wonderful time. So we're glad for that. Mike, do you want to tell your testimony before I begin, or you want me to begin? Yeah. Let's welcome Mike Jacobs, handsome dude. Here he is.
No, here. Can I look into your eyes? Oh, we did that already. Okay. You know, usually we're in with large crowds, you know, and if we were 1,000, 1,500 people here, we would not be able to accomplish what I think God's going to be able to do today. And so I hope that you, in your hearts, have received what Ray was telling you, that this is an opportunity. Now, whether you take that opportunity or not is up to you, but this is an opportunity for you. So I was talking to Cindy this morning because the Lord had reminded me of something that happened to me a number of years ago. And things were going really well in my life, and we had been to Argentina, and I was well received there, and then I had come back to Colorado Springs, and then there was a gathering of leaders that took place at a retreat center, and so I had just gotten back, but I went to that anyway, and just was well received. Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you're just, it's like the favor of God is on you? Have you ever walked like that? And so I'm driving back, and I was in such a good place, and I guess the Lord chose that opportunity to tap me on the shoulder, and he said, you know, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a long time, but you've never been in a position where you were able to receive it. And I'm going, okay, it sounds like a setup to me, God, but, you know. And he took me back to when I was 18 years old, and I had first started dating, and I dated this girl, and she dumped me, okay? Anyone ever been dumped before? Oh, come on, are you real or not? Are we gonna be true to each other here? I wasn't you.
In Phoenix.
Well, I don't know if the location of the dumping had to take place was so, you know, I made at that time a vow that I would never allow myself to be hurt like that again. Any of you ever made a vow that you would protect yourself? So the Lord was reminding me of that, and he said, you know, from that point on, every time you were in a relationship, you held back because of that vow that you made. You would not allow yourself to be in a position where you would have the pain of that. And he said, when you did that, you hurt the girls that you dated. You wounded the girls that you dated, because when someone is holding back from you, you can tell. Any of you ever had a situation like that where someone's holding, and you can tell, and it wounds you. And then, he said, they end up wounding other people. So this is just like this train wreck that begins, and everyone ends up wounding everybody. Praise God for these opportunities to get healed. So the power of an inner vow is pretty strong, because the Lord said, and not only did you hurt, and he was showing me different ones, he said, you're still holding back from your wife. I'm going like, I thought our relationship was really good, you know? And the Lord said, no. You have never broken that vow in your life. And because you've not broken that vow, it still has a residue. Even though you're married and happily married, there is still a residue of that vow, and it is discernible to someone who loves you. And so the Lord had me apologize to Cindy. He had me actually, oh, the embarrassment of it, contact several girls that I had dated and apologize to them because of what had happened and the way I had treated them, because I actually dumped several of them. Anyway, you can see how this thing spreads. Anyway, so what Cindy's going to share with you has to do with vows. Vows can actually shipwreck you, not only in your faith, but in your relationships. So let's open our hearts to receive. And even though it may seem like surgery, it wasn't difficult surgery when the Lord did that for me. The difficult part was having to go back and correct relationships. But the Lord allowed me to do that. And I think it's helped Cindy and me and our relationship. So Cindy, come and let's talk about that. You know, this is a very scriptural concept. And so I'm looking forward to what you'll receive from this.
Thank you, honey. Amen. Well, tell your neighbor this is going to be good for me. Tell your neighbor it's going to be good for you. Okay, now that we got that settled. Okay, this is what I'm just following the leading of the Lord. I just feel to have you get up one more time. Get up. Go meet another person you don't know or another couple. And this is really important for what we're going to do, okay? So don't be shy, okay? We've had so many lifelong friendships that have been formed, yeah? Move around. Hi. Step out in the aisle, move around, whatever. If you look around, make sure everybody is... Okay, turn around, look around. You might have to move a little bit.